This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
It's Father Tom today, and we're looking at Psalm 37. Oh, this is medicine for the soul. This is the way we need to live. This is the way God has for us if we want peace. And it says, trust in the Lord and do good, so that you will live in the land and enjoy security. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. It's all about the Lord. It's not about me, and certainly not about you either. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Those things that you really want and need. But you see, it's all about trusting in the Lord. If you came to Jesus yesterday and you gave your life to him yesterday, God calls you to trust in the Lord. If you came to Jesus 55 years ago and this is your 56th year coming, what does God call you to do? Trust in the Lord. Makes no difference how many years or how many days we've given our lives to Jesus. He calls us to trust him. Now, who are we trusting? We're trusting the one who had nails in his hands, a spear mark in his side, nails in his feet, bled out of love for us, to save us from our sins. We're trusting in him who is and was and is to be. He gave his life for you and me. He rose from the dead. Hallelujah. He has your best interest at hand. My two. Trust in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. And I'm going to tell you, many times we don't even know the desires of our heart. When I was a deacon preparing to be a priest, I spoke with my friends who were in Hingham. We were in an automobile, I believe, and I said, you know what? I'd love to be on radio, but not television. Television is not the media that I like. I'd like to be on radio. And you know what? It was the desire of my heart, and here I am, not because of me, but because of God. Because Jesus knows I'm going to tell people the truth about the Christ who gave his life for us, about the Lord Jesus Christ who died for us and was buried and was raised from the dead, and pours out his Holy Spirit upon the church. Ah, how I need the Holy Spirit. How the church needs the Holy Spirit. Without the Holy Spirit, we're barren. How barren is your ministry? If it's barren, Holy Spirit, come to me. All day long I wait for thee. Ooh, that's new. I never thought of that yet before. Holy Spirit, come to me. All day long I wait for thee. Without the Holy Spirit, there's nothing. There's no ministry. There's no gospel. There's no healing. There's nothing. Come, Holy Spirit, come. And from your celestial home, shed a ray of light divine. Come, Father of the poor. Come, source of all our store. Come and visit these bosoms of thine. Thou of comfort is the best. Thou the soul's most welcome guest. Sweet refreshment here below. In our labor rest most sweet. Grateful coolness in the heat. Solace in the midst of woe. O most blessed light divine, shine within these hearts of thine, and our innermost being filled? Where thou art not, we have not. Nothing good in deed or thought, nothing free from taint of ill. Heal our wounds, our strength renew. On our dryness pour thy dew. Wash the stains of guilt away in the blood of Jesus. Bend the stubborn heart and will. Melt the frozen, warm the chill, and guide the steps that go astray. On the faithful who adore you and confess you evermore, in your sevenfold gift descend. Give us virtue, sure reward. Give us your salvation, Lord. Give us joy that never ends. Amen. Alleluia. Oh, your salvation was won through the blood of your Son. Your salvation was won as he mounted the cross, as he said those words, "When I am lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself." Oh, salvation was won on the cross of Jesus Christ. He bore our wounds and carried our infirmities. He bore our sins and carried our guilt. Oh, the person that the world needs to hear about is not the Pope, is not me, it's not even the church. The person is the Lord Jesus Christ. How we need to hear about him, that in Christ is the fullness of peace. In Christ is the fullness of healing. In Christ is the fullness of the gospel. Oh, Jesus, we're desperate for you. We're desperate for you, O Lord. Without you, we have absolutely nothing. And I'm not saying that we just want Jesus. We need to know him experientially. We need to love him experientially. We need to serve him experientially. Oh, I do not serve an idea called Jesus. I serve a person who sits at the right hand of the Father right now with glorified wounds. I serve him by grace. By grace, isn't it wonderful that he called me at 40 days old to serve his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ? What happened to you at 40 days old? I was baptized. I was baptized before I could even say Jesus. Yet God did something for me at 40 days old that no man, woman, or child could ever do to me. He washed away original sin, and he came to dwell in my heart by grace. Even before I could say yes to him, he said yes to me, and you too. Oh, he's wonderful. I've been on this radio program 41 years, and I will never exhaust telling you how wonderful Jesus is. I will never exhaust telling you how the blood of Jesus washes away all your sin and guilt. I will never, ever, ever stop telling people how they are loved with an everlasting love by the Master who went to the cross for you and for me, who died and was buried, and hallelujah, who rose from the dead. Why has this broadcast been a success? Because Jesus is the one preached, not me, not even the church. I preach Jesus Christ and him crucified and raised from the dead. That's the proclamation of the church. The church was never meant to proclaim the church. On the day of Pentecost, what did Peter say? This Jesus, whom you crucified, God has raised up to be both Lord and Messiah. He did not say, "Come to our band of apostles." He did not say, We want you to be one with us. No, no, no. He said, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. I tell you, that's the message for you. You may be a Catholic, but you never, ever really believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. You never really, really believed. Well, it's time to believe. How do I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ? I give him my life. I give him my life. He takes it and he transforms it. Sometimes he does things I don't like, but he has my life and it's for my betterment. Oh, yes, it's not an easy road. I tell you, the song goes, many have gone before me, many will come after me. It's not an easy way, but it's the only way to go. Oh, yeah, the way of the cross and resurrection is not an easy way. It's not easy, but it's the only way to be fulfilled, to be forgiven, to be healed, and to be blessed. That's why I say I preach Jesus Christ and him crucified and raised from the dead. That's why we've been on radio 41 years. Not because I'm any charismatic figure, but because my message is the message of the church. Christ Jesus and him who was crucified, died and was buried and raised from the dead. That's the message of the church. It started on the day of the church's birth. Peter said, this Jesus whom you crucified, God has raised up to be both Lord and Messiah. If that is the message on Pentecost, that is my message today. And it will be my message until I kick off into glory. The message of Jesus Christ, crucified, died, buried, and raised from the dead. Hallelujah, glory to God. That's my message. I have no other message. People say, Father Tom, you can get on radio for 26 minutes a day, and you can just go on for 26 minutes. You know why? Because I love Jesus, and he's my only preaching. I don't preach anything else but Jesus Christ and him crucified and raised from the dead. That's what I do. You know why? That's the scriptural way. St. Paul said to the Corinthian community, when I came among you, Corinthian community, I decided to know nothing but Jesus Christ and him crucified. If it's good enough for Paul, it's certainly good enough for me. I don't want to change anything. I want to proclaim the gospel. Paul said, when I came to you, I decided to know nothing but Jesus Christ and him crucified. I tell you, me too. I come to you with nothing but to tell you about Jesus Christ crucified, dead, buried, and raised from the dead, pouring out his Holy Spirit. I need the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. I need Pentecost in my life. Oh, yes, I need Pentecost. Yes, speaking in other languages. Yes, prophesying. Yes, bringing healing to the sick. Oh, yes, proclaiming Christ and him crucified and him dying, death, burial, and resurrection. I am doing it. I've been doing it since 1968. Hallelujah. 1968, I went to an Antioch retreat. I got converted. And I started proclaiming the crucified, risen Lord. 1979 was my day of ordination, September 15th, the sorrows of our Blessed Mother. But I had been doing it way before I was ordained. You know why? Because I had received the baptism of the Holy Spirit in front of the Blessed Sacrament. Have you received that wonderful baptism of the Holy Spirit? Have you received Pentecost experientially in your life? I would not be here if I had not received Pentecost experientially in my life. And it's more than speaking in tongues. Oh, I speak in tongues more than you all, St. Paul said to the Corinthian community. I speak in tongues more than you all. He came from the south, you know. And if Paul preaches Christ, I'm not going to change the proclamation. We've been on radio 41 years by the grace of the living God because we proclaim Jesus and him crucified, dead, buried, and raised from the dead, that he wants to surround us and fill us with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Pentecost is what the church lives out. Pentecost is what I live out. I am completely dependent on the gift of the Holy Spirit. If the Holy Spirit was not in my life, I would be barren, I would be empty, I would be without people who come to Jesus. But you know what? I'm not barren by grace. I'm not empty by grace. People do come to Jesus by grace. Hallelujah. You know why? Because it's all about Jesus. It's all about his blood. It's all about his cross. It's all about his death. It's all about his burial and resurrection. It's all about Pentecost. I don't go any further than Pentecost. But there's a cost in Pentecost. There's a cost in Pentecost. Oh, yes. People might think you're a little wacky. They come to me and say, you sound like a Baptist minister. I say, oh no, I sound like one of the apostles, Paul himself, proclaiming Jesus in the church, to the church, and for the church, and not even in the church. People that are pagan may hear the word of God and give their lives to Christ. It works. It works. I don't get one penny from the offerings that come into me. I don't need a penny. Every cent that we get goes for the proclamation of Jesus Christ, crucified, dead, buried, and raised from the dead, sending his Holy Spirit. Every cent goes to pay radio bills. I do not get on the air saying, ooh, I need your money. No, no, no. If I preach the gospel, Jesus will send the money. I don't have to harp about money. If I preach Christ and him crucified and raised from the dead, I get all the money that I need to pay radio bills, plus 10% given away to the poor. We don't have extra too much, but we have what we need. We live by faith and not by works and not by sight. I live by faith in the one who loved me and gave his life for me. Do you live by faith in the one who loves you and gave his life for you? Do you live by faith? There's no other way. You see, nothing happens apart from living by faith. Nothing happens. So many people who preach the gospel, they don't live by faith. I never know what God's going to do to me today. I never know who God's going to send to me today. I never know what is going to happen to me today. But by grace, I'm open to Jesus Christ and what he wants to do in me, for me, and through me. It has nothing to do with me. Everything to do with Jesus. What did Paul say? I live no longer I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Do you know that he loves you and gave himself for you? Do you know that he has a plan for you? He gave himself for you on the cross. Do you know that you don't need to be in the rut that you're in right now, next year at this time? Do you know by giving your life to Jesus, you will become a new creation? The Word of God says, we are new creations in Christ. Christ has made us new creations in his death, burial, and resurrection, and the sending of the Spirit. I'm a new creation. Oh, yes, I'm kind of a little old person, but I'm going to tell you I've got a young spirit. I might be old in my body, 78, but I've got a young spirit in me. It is the Spirit of God that I received at baptism at 40 days old. It is the Spirit of God that I received at 11 years old at confirmation. It is the Spirit of God that I received before the Blessed Sacrament in 1968 in Methuen. The Holy Spirit came upon me, and it was a real experience of Pentecost. So what do I do when you've got the Holy Spirit? You ask the question, does the Holy Spirit have you? And I tell you, the best things happen when the Holy Spirit has me. Not when I have the Holy Spirit. When he has me, he leads me to do things that I never could do without him. He leads me to places that I never could go without him. He leads me to people like you that I would never able to go without him. I count it a privilege that I can talk to you today about the power of the blood of Jesus, about the power of the cross of Jesus, about the power of the death of Jesus, about the power of the risen Savior. And Pentecost. Oh, do we need Pentecost? Come, Holy Spirit, come. And from your celestial home, shed a ray of light divine. Come, Father of the poor. Come, source of all our store. Come within these bosoms shine. Thou of comfort is the best. Thou the soul's most welcome guest. Sweet refreshment here below. Do you know he's sweet refreshment? Do you need sweet refreshment today? Then call upon the name of Jesus. I need you, Jesus. Give me the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, how much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? But you don't ask. You ask to have your car fixed. You ask to pay your rent. You ask to pay your mortgages. You ask that you don't get sick. I ask for the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Without you, I'm a zero. Without you, I'm a minus. Without you, I have nothing. I love you, Holy Spirit. You want to know why I love the Holy Spirit? He led me to Jesus Christ. He led me to the crucified, risen Savior. And he led me to wonderful people like Anthony, like Jessica, like Linda, who's in the rectory. Wonderful people. Wonderful people. Oh, that Holy Spirit is wonderful. And he got me on radio. 1984, we started preaching. And you know what? People thought, here is a Catholic, he's not going to succeed. But you know what? The message of Jesus Christ and his blood and his resurrection succeeds all the time. I want to end by saying, do you know Jesus today? Not know about him. Do you know the Master? If you don't, you can know him now. Just pray with me. Lord Jesus Christ, come into my heart. Come into my heart, believing that you are the Christ. Forgive my sins. Forgive my sins. Dwell in me. I am your tabernacle. Dwell in me. I am your tabernacle. Pour out your Holy Spirit, because I'm desperate for the coming of the Spirit. Pour him out in a new Pentecost in my life. Pour him out so that I can proclaim the love of Christ to people. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, come. Come so that we can proclaim Jesus in the power of the resurrection. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.